There's so much energy that is used in the embrace and in the support of others as you walk along your path. And we are certainly not saying that that is not a good thing, but it is intended to be a teacher of how you embrace and support yourself. Now, some of you may find that you are better able to do that when things are going well. But if you look closely at it, probably that is not as true as you might think it is. When things are going well, there is a certain relief, and there is a certain feeling that you are doing something which will bring something from outside in to validate you. That is not the same thing as developing the ability to validate you no matter what you are walking through. And that you can do that for another is a wonderful thing. But you want that ability to do it for another to be turned inward so that wherever you are on your path, you are able to do that for you. And when you think about validation, remember that that is not, how would we say it, a performance-oriented act. It means the genuine remembering of who you are, of your value, of your gifts, of how you are loved by the universe that created you, and how you are growing and you are becoming a creator like the creative power that made you. And that when the path is not moving quickly, and when there are stumbling blocks or confusion, you are able to still remain tight with that love for yourself. We do not mean tight in a bad way. We mean holding to it, holding to your value, not giving it away to fear, not giving it away to doubt, not giving your value away to anything, especially to outside forces. And so as you are moving along on the path, remember that it is wonderful that you can do that for others, but it is critical that you learn to do that for yourself on the hardest, most frightening day that you live, as well as on the day when the sun is shining and your life is moving in the way that you want it to. So, keeping this in mind, we will begin to meditate together. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love and validation go. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth and move into your root. And let that cleansing energy wash away any blockage to your power, to your union with the creative force you are using in your own life. Let that cleansing energy move away from your body anything that would stymie you or prevent you from holding fast to your power and your truth in creation. Feel the cleansing energy come up from the earth and into the second chakra. And allow the power of that cleansing energy to move shame and judgment completely out of your body and out of your field. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the solar plexus releasing any emotional layers or wounds that would be in the way of the flow of life through your body, through your energy. Feel all of those emotions displaced and feel yourself reborn in your ability to feel. Feel the cleansing energy come up from the earth and into your heart center. And let the cleansing energy remove from your heart center pain, old wounds, old doubts, old patterns that might in any way dishonor who you really are. Feel those leave your body and feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy remove from your communication center any judgmental communication, any hurtful communication. Feel the communication center cleared of all of that, so that there is room only to speak about your validity, about your power, about your connection to all that is. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body and into the third eye. Feel the cleansing energy open your third eye. Feel the third eye open and feel your wisdom grow, your knowing, your ability to see inward and outward without fear, in truth, in knowledge. Feel the cleansing energy move up through your body and into the crown, and let the cleansing energy open the crown. Feel the power of the cleansing energy to wash away restrictions, anything that would prevent you from receiving what is for your highest good, anything that would prevent you from receiving love and wisdom and abundance. and feel the column of golden light that is the pathway of the universe. Joining your body, joining your crown, and feel your energy moving up out of your body, following the golden light. Feel how light you have become. And let the golden light take you higher, higher than you have been before, to a place that has been prepared for you. And see the light that is the light of the universe open the gates of this place for you, so that you move up and into this place with no effort, but simply propelled by the lightness of your own spirit. When you come to this place, find that water is flowing. Find that water and refresh your spirit. And be in the water if there is much to release, and let the water take it away from you. When you are clear and light, move higher in this place to meet with a teacher who has come to be here with you. Spend this time with the teacher. When you have been with your teacher, let the teacher give you a gift to help you on your way. Rest the mind, know the gift. when you have known your gift, thank the teacher who's come to be here with you. And see that in the sky, in this place, there is something flying, and allow yourself to know what it is. Now, thanking the teacher who is here, come back. Come back past the water again. Come back through the gates. And be in the golden temple that is the universe's. And walk in it toward the room again. And as a service for those who sit here with you, find a gift or a message. When you found your gifts, your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.